welcome to the Azariam Goes On podcast. It's so hard for me to say that. My name is John Davis.
Yeah. My name is Alami Mengus, and we have a Denver comedian with us, Aaron Uris.
Hi.
What's up? The most silent intro we've ever done.
But yeah, it is. Good. We didn't have anything going into it.
Yeah, but it's no big deal.
What do you guys usually do?
We usually just talk for like 10 minutes, and then...
We'd usually been bantering
before the intro.
Complaining about an album.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, like last week we were talking about Jaden Smith's new album. I don't know if you heard that.
Nope.
No, don't listen to it.
I won't. Yeah. I wasn't going to. Yeah, Jacob. Yeah, I still won't.
Jacob Rupp is like the biggest Jaden Smith fan, apparently. And he was like defending everything he was saying about Building 7. Because like the album has like a verse where it's just a Building 7 conspiracy theory. And like
that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm like, you're too young to remember that. Like you actually
was
don't
remember.
Was
he alive?
2001?
Oh, yeah, of course he was.
I would think he is, yeah. How old is he now?
He's 19.
He's 19.
Okay, but barely.
Yeah, he was 3.
Not old enough to remember it.
Yeah.
But I mean, he's rich enough to where he can only... He's just got to sit around all day and think.
Yeah, that is true. But have you heard the new Eminem, by the way?
The new song?
The Donald Trump rap?
No.
Donald Trump rap? No.
Yeah, one that came out Thursday night.
I have not heard it.
Yeah. No, it's
highly political. Like, going after police brutality and Republicans and... It's pretty fucking aggressive.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No one's safe.
No one's safe.
Marshall Matters.
Yeah. And then he has Ed Sheeran on
those are the matters.
That's all that matters.
That are Marshall.
Yeah, and then Ed Sheeran's Marshall. On the song after it.
All right.
Yeah, so I don't know how that's going to fucking... I don't know how that's going to go.
Yeah, I have no fucking clue.
We don't know how that's going to go. What else happened this week? And
I don't know.
Reinert wants to do a Ja Rule episode.
Just a Ja Rule one?
Yeah.
The only album I have...
We do Pain Is Love and Veni Vidi Vici.
Which one is the one with Wonderful? With R. Kelly and Ashanti? I know I had that,
that
one.
That album sucks.
Yeah.
Well, they good. All... But
yeah, Ja Rule's not a good rapper.
That one's got New York on it, which was a cool song.
Yeah.
They got 50 all up on Jada and Fat Joe.
Yeah, but I don't know.
He really likes you.
Yeah, I don't... Does he want to just do a whole episode on Ja Rule?
I'd say we just pick two Ja Rule albums.
And then we just talk
and
about
just
that?
After that.
Yeah. I'd rather do like a Ja Rule and 50 Cent one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you like Ja Rule?
Not really.
Like,
I'm not a big Ja Rule guy.
Do you like him ironically, though?
No.
No?
Not period.
Really. I don't have a ton of ironic likes.
Yeah, I don't.
I have too many.
Do you?
Yeah, I have a lot. Like, I'm a big Lil B fan.
I don't understand. I get the people who like Lil B as like a positive force in the world. It's like gone beyond an ironic like of Lil B, which I think is hilarious. Like the outrage when he got jumped at that festival.
Yeah.
There was outrage from like just everyday people who have no fucking business knowing who Lil B is whatsoever. We're just like, I condemn this vicious attack. I'm Lil B.
Nalawi banned because he was jumped by another rapper.
Yeah.
Who Nalawi immediately banned from the podcast.
Yeah, we were going to review
a Boogie with the Hoodie?
Yeah, we were going to review his album that week. And then I saw that.
And
I
you were like, no way.
No, he's banned.
He's banned. Even though Bass God forgave him.
Yeah, Bass God was very generous about that. Although,
he did. He forgave him immediately.
It's like right after the
he's
jumping.
He's like Twitter Jesus.
Especially with the fake dreads and everything.
That was so weird. I forgive you, Little B.
He has a cooking show that came out today on YouTube.
That's not okay.
Yeah. It's going to be terrible. But it's going to be...
What does he cook?
I don't know.
Oh.
I think he's learning how to cook.
Hang on.
You're right.
I mean, we have the internet.
Yeah.
People liked him ironically, but then just liked him.
Yeah.
It's weird.
It turned into a whole... I don't understand... Lil B,
cooking
show? LOLB, that makes sense.
That's actually, because like, what was it?
Lil B wonton soup? No, that's
his no, that's, yeah, that's his biggest
that's
hit.
That's his biggest hit. That's it.
Pock up on my cup. Whoop! Yeah, no, but what was I about to say? The show is called Cooking Makes Me Happy.
Which cooking makes
me happy.
Me happy.
Yeah, I think the first episode comes out today. I don't know if they're doing like a Netflix thing where it's a whole season.
No, there's just no like... actual...
No link?
There's announcing the cooking show.
Oh, okay.
Lil B is not new to the rap game. Lil B has cemented himself. Everybody knows who he is. He's a legend. He's a character.
Why is
he's
there video of like, there's like Call of Duty?
I mean, he follows over a million people.
This shit is like
very active on giving his opinion on the sport.
His voiceover is over Call of Duty footage.
Blessing out to other teams,
which is very that makes
yeah, that's very indicative of his fan base.
Yeah,
didn't when he got jumped, didn't like Royce the 5'9"?
Royce the 5'9", Schoolboy Q.
Yeah,
everybody came out and was like,
yeah, because Schoolboy was on that festival. And like he ended his set saying, "Protect Lil B at all costs."
I love that in Lil B's fucking Twitter bio, one of his credits is first rapper to write and publish a book at 19.
Yeah, Taken Over. Have you read it?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. No.
First rapper
I haven't read it either.
First rapper to ever read a book. At 19.
So this week, did you see how he was like tweeting about like how he wants to learn about neuroscience?
Yeah.
No, yeah. He's like, what kind of cells are in animals? Like, what kind of cells are in cats? And then like actual professors were like, you can sit in the class anytime you want.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's going to do it, I bet you. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course. It's great publicity. You ever saw his talks at, like, NYU?
He's giving talks at NYU?
I mean, this was, like, in 2013, but yeah, he gave a talk at NYU. It's on YouTube.
On what, social media marketing?
No, it was, like, it was an enigma, man. It was so weird. But it was, like, a lot of things about, like, peace, love, and positivity. And, like, how you can't hate people.
And that's a good talk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it was, like, so jumbled, and he was just, like, going off the top of his head, and, like, everyone was just screaming, like, thank you, base God, and, like, can you fuck my bitch? And then he's, like, I will. Don't worry about it. But, yeah.
Thank you, base God.
There's, like, a good 5-minute clip on Pitchfork that, like, summarizes everything.
Really?
But, yeah, he did it at NYU. Oh, I think he did it. Did he do it at MIT, too?
I have not.
Like, really?
There's no way they let Lil B give a talk at MIT. I cannot accept that is true. I can't.
He did it at a lot of really prestigious colleges.
That's amazing. God damn it. I love the internet.
MIT.
I hate it so much.
Oh, wait.
I love it.
Full transcript of Lil B's groundbreaking lecture at MIT.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Stop recording.
All right, so the first album we're going to talk about is the exact opposite of a Lil B album. It's a Talib Kweli, Radio Kweli. Silence.
Radio Silence.
Is it Talib?
I always said it Talib.
Okay, Talib. I say Talib.
Oh,
I said
Talib Kweli.
Yeah, yeah. So I haven't heard an album from him since Prisoner of Consciousness, which is like 2013. I only listened to it because Kendrick was on it. He had a good single with that.
Was
it's called, like, Push Through. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kendrick was on... Really?
Yeah, yeah. It was, like, Good Kid, Mad City Kendrick. So it was, like, a really monotone verse. The video was cool. Yeah, the video was cool because it had, it had him in New York, and then it had, what's his name? Currency in New Orleans, and then it had Kendrick and Compton, and then, like...
Currency?
Yeah.
The reason you don't listen to a rapper until they put out an official album.
Is because of Currency?
People like Currency.
Yeah. Because he just like put, I mean, that's what Sci-Hi did, which we'll talk about him later. But yeah, it was just like mixtape after mixtape.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you like Talib?
Yes. Yeah, I do.
Generally speaking.
I do.
Yeah.
I was ready to not like this album, honestly.
Yeah.
He was never my favorite.
Yeah. Well,
out of Blackstar, I always preferred
Mos Def.
Well, he has more range. Like, he can sing, he can do.
Yeah, he's a better...
But he stopped rapping.
Yeah.
Yeah, Yasiin Bey.
Is he allowed in the States, or is he still...
He was always allowed in the States. He got in trouble...
In South Africa.
He wasn't allowed in Africa.
What did he do?
He broke some law.
Okay.
And
they had him, like, trapped there.
Yeah.
Like, imprisoned, and he was...
But they said that he had a stolen passport.
That's what it was. And he was getting deported.
Uh-huh.
His stolen passport?
Uh-huh. Yeah, which is weird. You're most deaf. Just...
Why? You were in fucking Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. Why do you have a stolen passport?
Well,
crazy.
I heard that... what I heard is that... You remember that waterboarding video? That he had.
Yeah.
Yeah, the torture video?
Yeah.
Where he was, like, getting... Or not waterboarding, but force
fed. I never watched that.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, weird. He wanted to know what it was like to be tortured, like, in Guantanamo Bay.
You should have listened a little bit.
You should have gone to the lecture.
Yeah, yeah, but,
I bet the lecture was amazing. That sounds great. I love Lil B as like a persona.
It's on YouTube.
It's not...
Yeah, yeah.
It's an hour and 30 minutes.
I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah, I remember in college I'd watch those like in my dorm, like just high as fuck.
So funny.
Just so happy. But yeah, Radio Silence. Yeah, so this came out 2017.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was coming out until my roommate played the single.
With Anderson .Paak?
No, it was Let It Roll. That was the first single.
Was it?
Yeah.
That was the single?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
they went with?
Yeah, yeah. Anderson .Paak came out like the week the album came out.
That's weird.
I'm bored with anything with Anderson .Paak.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. I fucking love that guy. Yeah. Malibu is like...
So good.
Yeah, do you even like...
Singing Kendrick?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty
Why
much.
Why does he
yeah.
sound so much like Kendrick?
I think everyone... I've heard people say he sounds like Kendrick and Chance.
I don't hear the Chance.
I don't hear the Chance. You hear CeeLo?
At times, like the Rhapsody album.
Yeah.
He sounds like CeeLo on that second song.
It's just his, uh-huh. like, his cadence mm-hmm. really reminds me of like, Kendrick.
Also, I think the Dr. Dre signing helps
okay.
with
yeah.
that, too.
That's yeah.
the guy that Dre's probably.
They're all from the West Coast. I mean, he's from Oxnard, though.
Yeah,
he's from
Oxnard.
He's not from South Central or anything like that.
But he's done enough with that. Because, I mean, he was with the Compton album.
Yeah.
And I think they were doing that. And although Pimp was recorded separately.
Yeah.
From Compton, they weren't. Those weren't the same.
From my understanding, Pimp was like right beforehand, and then they straight went into Compton after Straight Outta Compton, like the movie.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Which is crazy because three of my favorite Kendrick verses are on Compton. Like,
yeah, yeah.
He went from Pimp and then still did those verses.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
fucking crazy.
Like the Deep Water one, where it's like it's just him going at Drake.
Yeah,
yeah. But you said I started from the bottom. Yeah, yeah. That shit
that's,
is like
that's fucking. But Quali, I always felt Quali was better when he had somebody else with him.
Fucking rapper beef will never get old.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Well, now no one calls
each like
other
you,
out.
I don't like you, and I wrote some poems.
But... Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
It's subs.
Yeah, it's all subs
It's
now.
Just subs constantly.
Yeah.
Like, just say their fucking name. That's why Big Sean lost the opportunity.
Uh-huh.
He should have just gone at Kendrick's head by name.
After Humble?
Yeah.
yeah.
And why so... not do that?
Exactly.
Well, I don't think he'd last a beef with Kendrick.
No.
Big Sean? No, he gets
That's
destroyed.
A crazy...
I would have needled him, though, because, I mean, Humble's about him.
Yeah.
So he's already taken an L
yeah.
in the fact that that's a number one song.
Where was the original subliminal diss, though, on Humble?
The chorus.
I don't think I even knew that.
No, not on Humble, but, like, it was originally Big Sean. He had a freestyle. Was that
no
it?
No more interviews.
Okay, yeah, yeah. He had one thing where he was, like, talking about, like, high-pitched rappers being
Yeah,
overrated.
And I don't know if Kendrick had said anything... prior to that
yeah
that was construed but that's where it went off and then Humble but like you're already the song's huge he should have
mm-hmm.
by name
yeah.
forced Kendrick to say his name
yeah yeah
that's what he should have done
yeah that would because
if
great.
Kendrick wouldn't have done it
but like
claim victory
yeah that is true yeah but then again like you hear I get Big Sean being hesitant because you hear the Major Key song mm-hmm. and you hear Control. Like, anytime they're on a track
yeah.
together, it's not even comparable.
Mm,
even
yeah.
when Big Sean is, like, even on Control, like, that's, like, one of my favorite Big Sean verses, but...
Sean can hang. He just...
Yeah.
He hesitated.
Yeah, yeah.
He blinked.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, yeah. But back to Talib Kweli.
Kweli, what I was to say about Kweli is, like, to your point with Black Star,
mm-hmm.
the other one, the Reflection Eternal with High Tech, he always seemed to be better when he had somebody else
mm-hmm.
right there with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when
yeah.
he was left to his own, it was a little...
It was always a little weird.
It was a little more inconsistent. Like, his biggest hit, Get By, was
yeah.
Kanye West
yeah.
producing that.
And I always felt like he was just trying to chase that sound.
Right.
Like, he never really evolved. That's one thing I do like about this album.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
the thing, is I was, like, ready to not like this album, and I did really like it, actually.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, the first track, Magic Hour, I'm trying to remember. I actually don't remember this one too well.
Magic Hour was dope.
Yeah.
It was just, that's how people like him start their albums. It's
mm-hmm.
just kind of a, these are my thoughts,
mm-hmm.
this is where I've been.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I was surprised, mm-hmm. no, there was not as much of his online activism on this album.
Yeah.
He's finding neo-Nazis
yeah,
on Twitter.
Yeah, dude, his doxing of
yeah,
the Nazis
yeah.
and beefing with the one white guy in Wu-Tang on Twitter. Do you remember that?
No.
Yeah,
what
the one Wu-Tang white member, they got into it like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I knew there was one of those.
Yeah. He's a...
there's so much I don't know.
He put out an album like 16 years ago.
Oh.
But yeah, okay. The first song's cool. It's like how Jay-Z does. It's just kind of a quick, like,
mm-hmm.
here's me rapping. This is what it's going to sound like.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah.
The second joint's the Anderson .Paak joint.
What'd you guys think of that track? Because I was, like, slightly disappointed by it.
Traveling Light?
Yeah. Because the producer I love a lot is Kay Trinata. I don't know if you know him.
Mm-hmm. I don't.
Okay. He had a really good album come out last year. Like, he originally started doing, like, a lot of EDM stuff, but he also does, like, a lot of hip-hop beats, too.
Mm-hmm.
He had an album last year that had, like, Vic Mensa, Anderson .Paak, I'm trying to remember, Gold Link.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, like, really, really fucking good. Like, this is a really obscure reference, but, like, DJ Jazzy Jeff, he has a... Boiler Room. Do you know what those are?
Mm-hmm.
Those are like 60-minute DJ videos. Oh, I like
okay.
listen to him at work, but he has it where he has the record on the background of the producer.
Okay.
Yeah, Kay Trinata. So I was expecting something like really hard hitting. And when I heard this, I was like, oh, it's all right.
It was cut and paste.
Yeah. But did you see, I like how the video has Q-Tip in it, which is kind of cool.
Does it?
Yeah.
I haven't watched the video.
Yeah. I watched it like on a whim, but it's a cool track. I didn't really like it. I didn't really like this album until track 3, to be completely honest.
Okay.
With the J Electronica one.
Now that we're sitting here talking about it, I'm just forgetting everything.
Well, that's kind of a, that can happen with a record like this, actually. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like J Electronica, that one I really like.
J Electronica sounded like Common.
Yeah. I mean, he still comes in with his, you know, the unicorn Ramadan.
Yeah.
Motorcycle. 150,000 miles, like that type of shit. Like, he has a very mystical thing. I don't know how he gets J Electronica to spit on this.
Well, I don't know. Like,
how does anyone get a feature?
He knows, Elect knows a lot of people.
Yeah,
like, he was
true.
On the Prime album.
Yeah.
And Porter.
Yeah.
Just knew him.
Yeah, he was on Chance's album too.
That's right.
Yeah. I think that was the last feature he did. He did Chance's and then he did this one.
He just needs to put out a fucking album.
Yeah.
Because his features aren't good enough to let the hype.
When was the last like solo thing he did? Because, like, there was the big ones. He had the Exhibit.
Exhibit C.
Was it that one? Yeah. Because he also had Renaissance Man, where he was rapping over that Dilla beat. I really like that one. Yeah.
But the hype on that guy is too high.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't fucking know. Because, like, oh, no! Jay-Z. You remember that one?
I know who Jay-Z is.
No, but he had a collab with Jay-Z. You remember that song?
Yeah.
We Made It?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of forgettable.
Yeah. But I love the SoundCloud cover where it was the girl from 12 Years a Slave just like crying at the Academy Awards.
Oh, gosh.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I just like that. Jay-Z, remember that guy? Yeah.
I know who he is.
Travon Light, the song with that, Anderson .Paak. I think Anderson .Paak's one of those guys right now that he's out, he's fresh.
Yeah.
And everything, he's hot.
He's hot.
Yeah.
He looks like a pharaoh.
He loves it.
Bitch. Doesn't he?
He does look like a pharaoh.
A pharaoh? I don't know.
That was a fun breakdown of one of his verses. you don't remember that?
No.
It's that song where he's like, bitch, don't I look like a pharaoh?
What song is that?
And you're like, I believe you. I don't remember. I think it's on Malibu.
I think that's K-Tronada.
Is it? Oh, yeah. It might be one of the ones not on Malibu.
Bitch, don't I look like a pharaoh? I'm going to Google
bitch,
those.
Bitch, don't I look like a pharaoh?
Yeah, so that's a K-Tronada song. Yeah. But,
God.
Are we all so Googling funny. It to see who can get it first?
Yeah. I'm looking up K-Tronada Pharaoh.
It is. It's song. It's Glowed Up.
Yep.
Glowed Up.
Yeah.
It's his number one.
Yeah.
His number one.
That's how I expected this one to sound like, where it's just, like, heavily sidechained and that beat just, like, goes really, really hard.
That sounded to me like the album was done and they needed a song with some star power.
Yeah.
I feel like that wouldn't have even fit on this album, though.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I mean, the production here is way more poppy. I've noticed.
Sure. For It to Live?
Yeah. Like, For It to Live.
Yeah.
It's not a pop album, you know?
It sounded to me like he let producers have a little more control.
Yeah.
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 Because he normally...
Yeah, it's not just like high-pitched soul sample and then...
Yeah.
Right.
That Waka Flocka song does not sound like a Talib quote.
Right, exactly.
It's good. It's a good song.
Yes.
Yeah.
She's My Hero, that's just about domestic violence or something weird.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's about the girl who shot her dad.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, I heard an interview with him on NPR... where he's talking about this album, and like that's the song they decided to talk about.
Is it true? Did he say?
I don't. Yeah, fucking probably.
It's a tough list.
Sounds
true. Yeah. No, that's what I noticed too.
Yeah, it's not. I didn't love that song.
I didn't like it. I saw Atmosphere the other night, and they have a song about domestic violence. Yeah, I hadn't seen it in like 7 years, and it was. I know why. But they have this really aggressive song about domestic violence. It's all quiet, and the crowd was just like. Awkward.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
Can we move on?
Like, it'd be weird if they're just like real into it.
Yeah. Fuck. Like,
oh,
finishing the words.
Yeah.
But this song was, I mean, whatever. We'll skip right now to the song.
The Waka Flocka
song.
Yeah. I had no clue how this would sound like. I saw a Waka Flocka feature. Because, like, he goes in. Is that Star Wars, the sample?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
No? The horns? Because I read that it might be, but
maybe.
Yeah, but fucking, I love how he does like his typical shit. Tyler does his typical shit, and then fucking Waka Flocka.
And then Waka Flocka Flame shows up.
Yeah. And he's like,
guess what? I'm here. I was in my Waka Flocka.
And like, I was talking to John about this. It was like his whole verse was like, "Nah, I'm gonna be. I deserve to be on this track."
And yeah, right before he says
anything like important, his verse ends.
Yeah, he's like, y'all didn't think. What was the line?
Tyler Quilly cuts his mic.
Yeah. He's the fuck's the name of the song? Oh, whatever.
Chips.
Yeah, but he's like, y'all thought I couldn't rap on a Quali song or something like that. Like he's like, let me address the
album. I mean, I did sort of think that.
Yeah. No, but this ended up being like one of my favorites.
It worked.
Yeah, it totally worked. Yeah, it's
totally
so fucking
worked.
Funny.
That's a good check out Talib Kweli. He's always tried to do that.
Yeah.
Talib, like, do songs with rappers that were more mainstream. Because he was one of those names people used to be like, fuck 50 Cent, I listened to Talib Kweli.
Yeah.
I listen to rappers who use a lot of syllables.
I listen to real hip-hop.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a real hip hop guy.
Yeah. White people loved to say they listened to real hip hop in like the mid-2000s.
Do they? Yeah. That's not really a thing anymore.
Lil Wayne got rid of it. Well, it was weird because Atmosphere got really big.
Uh-huh.
LP just kind of disappeared for a while.
Yeah.
And then Cage went with Cudi.
Yeah.
And so a lot of those guys, it just kind of, I think with the internet.
Yeah, it doesn't really
it
matter
made
anymore.
It,
yeah.
It just
yeah.
made it.
Yeah, yeah.
But when the snowboarders and skateboarders started listening to Wayne and Jeezy,
mm-hmm.
that's mm-hmm. when it kind of, for some reason, they all latched onto Wayne and Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
And that was usually the, I listened to independent. That was that crowd. And when they made that switch, it kind of.
Yeah.
It made the weak, the underground rappers be like, oh,
sure.
Fuck.
I feel like hip hop also sort of moved away from New York.
Yeah.
Around that
I
time.
Agree.
Yeah, things began to change.
Yeah. I mean, like, in general, like, New York isn't... I mean, there are a lot of good rappers from New York.
But it's been a long time since, like, the real hot shit has been coming out of New York.
I mean, ASAP.
That's true.
Yeah. ASAP is big, but I think they have, like, such a southern sound, though. I think that's the problem with them.
But, like, The Crown, for example. Because remember, Kendrick made all that noise when he called himself the King of New York.
Yeah.
And that made everybody.
Yeah.
Mad.
What is it? In one hand, I juggle them both.
Yeah.
When he's like talking about the coast. Yeah, that should.
But
be
no,
so
you're right.
Big.
It's like, where's that? Where's that New York? Where's the Nas?
Yeah.
Where's the Jay-Z? Where's the dude that's just killing it?
Yeah. I mean, there was like some.
They're all rich.
They're. They don't need to kill it.
I mean, there was some hope with like Troy Ave, but yeah, they don't have like a young gun. I mean, Joey Badass is pretty good.
Joey Badass is probably the dude.
Yeah, but sure. I don't see him as like a legend. Like, I think his best work is still like ahead of him.
He's going to be the Royce 5'9 Black Thought. Mm-hmm. He's going to always float Freddie Gibbs.
Yeah.
Float between that mainstream underground.
He's
never quite.
He's sort of got some of that like real hip hop vibe to him a little bit.
I mean,
because he's so lyrical.
Yeah.
And he's not. He sort of lets that carry him.
Yeah.
That album's great.
Yeah.
It's very good.
That album's fucking great.
But even like his old mixtapes, like 99.
Yeah.
It was all fucking like Doom beats he was rapping over. Like he's always had that sound.
Doom is from New York.
And Doom is probably my favorite rapper.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
He comes up on this podcast a lot.
Yeah.
It's hard. I don't know. It's hard to pick a favorite. But
yeah.
Yeah. Somebody in Atmos. Because
Doom would be top 15.
Definitely.
I'd go
top 5.
Really? Yeah. Slug was wearing a Doom shirt the other night when they performed.
Yeah.
And my buddy Sergio was like, why don't we ever see Doom live? And I was like, because nobody will book him. Because he was sending imposters to his concerts.
Did you not hear about that?
No.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
The Most Doom tour?
So it was him and Most Def. Yeah. And, like, Mos Def had to quit the tour because he was like, I can't do this anymore.
He was sending people in his Doom mask to perform to him.
That's so funny.
And, like,
I love it.
I looked for the quote, but I remember at the time he got confronted about it, and all he would say is, like, I'm a supervillain. Like, what do you want?
Like, no one else has tried that. I guess CeeLo tried to become a supervillain.
Oh, yeah.
Like an awards show.
Was it the Grammys? What was that?
I think it was the Grammys.
Was he a stormtrooper?
No, he was gold.
No, he was a golden... He was a golden boy.
That's right.
Yeah, and then like he's
a golden nugget.
Did you see the gif of him like driving away and then gets
No.
Oh my god, it's so good.
And it just made people like him more.
Oh yeah. But Chips is a great song. Nocturnal. I'm trying to remember.
I don't remember Nocturnal.
I don't remember that either.
Neither.
Luckily this album is short as fuck.
Well, and that's why it is we'll just skip here. We'll just skip ahead. Radio Silence for being the title track was kind of
weak.
Whatever. The Rick Ross song was dope.
Yeah.
I liked it.
The one I love, we skipped that one. The one I love the Sampha sample because that's like one of my favorite people ever.
You're gonna hate me for this. The girl song.
We have an established thing that John hates women on this podcast.
No, you gotta quit saying that because I did Joke and Destroy and they just decided to put that on me. No, I hate when an album has got some sort of consistent thought and it's clear they made a conscious effort to make a girl song.
Oh, okay. Like where it feels like out of the way.
Yeah, it's on their mind, it should pop up probably in one or two other places.
So they can play it on the radio.
Yeah.
That, exactly.
Yeah.
It's just too shoehorned.
Yeah.
For the flow.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
One thing about the Ross album that I liked is he was talking about the song. He was talking about like Pious Man and all these different, and it was cool to have Ross, who's like the antithesis of Talib Kweli.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah.
He doesn't care what other people
think. I'm a drug dealer.
Yeah.
In Florida, who raps about fast food.
Who's not even a drug dealer.
Not even.
I own
a lot of Wingstops, though.
Yeah, I was reading about that. How many Wingstops does he own?
Like, a lot.
A lot of
That's
them.
That's so cool.
Fat boy need a 10-piece. That's what he says.
There's that one song where he just raps about like different fast food franchises that black people should buy. Have you heard that song?
No.
So I'm not a big couple Wendy's. Fan. It's ridiculous.
Sounds like a good song.
I don't even know whose song.
Maybe
it is,
it'll get him a MIT lecture.
That's amazing.
He's not based enough.
Yeah, you remember when there were rumors that Chingy was working at Wingstop?
Yeah,
Chingy.
I love
it. It's one of my favorite rappers' names.
Chingy.
Chingy.
I like the way you do that rap.
Right there. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Chingy. I'm a rapper named Chingy.
Where was he from? St. Louis, right?
He beefed with Nelly.
Oh, beefing with Nelly is a ridiculous thing to do.
They had do you remember when him and KRS-One went toe-to-toe?
No.
Nelly and KRS?
No.
That's also ridiculous.
They traded, on the...
Why?
That's why he had that Band-Aid.
That's why he had the Band-Aid. KRS dissed him.
Yeah.
Said, you're not number one. And then Nelly came back on the Rock the Mic remix. And it was kind of cool. He was like, you're going to be the first rapper to need a pension or something like that. I was like, that's kind of funny. But then they ended up being fine. But Nelly versus KRS-One.
That's one of the most ridiculous rap beefs.
Yeah.
Well, besides Nelly and Chingy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The two, let's wrap this up.
Oh, let it roll. What'd you guys think of that? I love the beat. I hate the hook.
I didn't like the... It's a girl song again.
Is it?
Kind of. I don't know. See, that's the thing is I didn't know what the song was about.
What makes it a girl song?
I thought he was talking to a girl in the second verse.
He might be.
Confused about what qualifies as a girl song.
When they're rapping to a girl.
Uh-huh.
Like, girl... Blah, blah, and I thought maybe I confused it. Yeah. Or a song that's just about like, what's up, ladies? Like, just any...
Those are the roots of hip hop music.
Yeah.
But if it's full, I guess when I say girl song, I'm usually talking it was deliberately made to make a girl song, not. Name an old school rap song about a girl specifically.
I Need Love.
And he caught a lot of fucking shit for that.
LL
can do it. LL has gotten away with it.
Yeah.
It's all in his name.
Ladies Love.
His name is a girl song.
Yeah.
Ladies Love Cool James.
Because he put that on Bigger and Deafer.
Mm-hmm.
But before I Need Love.
So for you, it's like you won't like shit like that, but you'll like something like Keep Your Head Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Keep Your Head Up is dope.
Yeah, because that's a woman's, but that's like more of a single
Okay,
moms.
So T.I.'s a guy that can make girl songs and it's cool.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you like, I thought was dope.
Uh-huh.
And all that shit.
Uh-huh.
T.I. actually was like Tupac in a lot of ways, so he could
go navigate both.
Dear Mama, I mean, that's about his mom, but that's they weren't forced.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, how about things like How Do You Want It?
That's not a girl. I mean, that song, that's a Death Row record song. That's what the fuck that is. That shit. That was just, we're shooting everybody.
Oh, no, that's not the one I'm thinking of then. I was just listening to it in the car.
I don't know.
What the fuck? Yeah. No. What's the song I'm thinking of? Because they say that. Give me a second. How do you want it?
So let me see. Who's got
Thug Mansion?
Yeah.
That's How Do You Want It?
Yeah.
Okay, that's Casey and JoJo on there, though. So he got R&B singers who that genre's for.
Yeah.
Women.
Yeah.
They came in and it sounds cool.
Yeah.
I'm not.
You think R&B is for women?
Yeah, I'd hope so.
You don't like R&B?
Well, I do like R&B, but the songs are for women. Like, I wouldn't, like, if you got in my car, I wouldn't be like, you know, you want to listen to Jodeci or...
I'll put on All My Life in a heartbeat.
You don't want to listen to Freaking You?
Jodeci's kind of tight. Okay, maybe we can put that on.
R&B is great.
Yeah. What about D'Angelo?
He was butt-ass naked in that fucking video.
Voodoo. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, did you ever listen to his new one?
Is it good?
Yeah,
it's D'Angelo's good.
Yeah, it's
great. A bunch of sexy mumbling.
Well, 2014, the Black Messiah, that's like political as fuck. It's not really that sexy.
Is he naked in it, though?
No, not
at
all.
It's still
sexy. Is it? I wouldn't fuck to any song on that album.
It sounds sexy.
I would fuck to Voodoo.
It sounds like a bunch of sexy whispers, except he's talking about police brutality.
Yeah. I guess.
It's a great album. I like Black Messiah a lot.
I love it, too. Chris Rock, he was on, I think it was Beats Music. He was on Beats Music with Leonardo DiCaprio and Dave Chappelle.
Cool.
And right when this album, right when Black Messiah came out, and they were talking about like an acoustic cover, like this white girl does this like acoustic cover of the whole album, and it's like fucking awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it's like an hour long YouTube video. Like if you just look up Black Messiah like guitar, you'll find it immediately.
I'm proud.
No, you don't have to. But like I listened to it like I listened to it like in the background while I'm cleaning my house, and I was like, oh, this is actually
nice.
Pretty good.
You cleaned your house.
Yeah, I mean this was 2 years ago.
Oh shit! Snap.
Damn. What are you gonna do for the next time?
I don't know, man.
That
I might.
Enya.
I might listen to Sci High the Prince for the next time.
There you go. So the Quali album, I liked it.
Yeah.
I liked it too, but we gotta talk about that last weird cosmic song on it.
Yeah.
I laughed the whole time that song. Because the dude at the beginning when he does that weird poem about energy, he sounds like you know on Futurama they're fucking like when they make fun of the Twilight Zone?
Yeah.
The scary door. It sounds like that.
Yeah.
Just like, we are all energy. Can that be created or destroyed?
Okay, so there are only three poets.
Welcome to the scary door.
There are only three poetry.
There are only three poetry.
There are only like three poetry like skits or segments of rap songs that I fucking love.
Okay.
It's Never Let Me Down.
Where's that?
Kanye, College Dropout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, J.I.V. I love that one. And then The Cool and Food and Liquor.
Yeah, from
that girl on those two albums. I love those.
What about Mad City?
UK Mad City? Oh, yeah. With like Maya Angelou?
No, it's Kendrick, but it's sort of he does that like poetry talk down at the end of Mad City.
Does he?
That shit is great. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mad City, but Mad City is the one. Are you thinking Good Kid?
No, it's Mad City.
Is it the one with
the song Mad City or the album?
Yeah,
the song Mad City.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Mad City.
Is that Mass Hallucination? Oh, no, that's
Pirates. Yeah, that's Good Kid. And then Mad City is I'll Get Along. And then there's that beat change.
With a basketball and some round light.
Yeah, that was cool. I didn't really think,
I like that part.
I thought of it as like more of a verse. I didn't really think of it as like a spoken word thing. Oh, actually, I'm a Liar. Tupac had a lot of cool stuff. What was that movie he did with the guy in all the Tarantino movies?
Gridlocked?
Yeah. So they had a song on the soundtrack. I don't remember what it's called, but
you've heard the Gridlocked soundtrack?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's like a bass line.
I've heard it. That's a deep cut, though.
Yeah. There's like a really cool bass line. Well, Kendrick sampled it in Section 80.
Oh.
In Absol's outro.
Wasn't there?
Yeah. And I like that song. I love that song. And also, Kendrick Lamar's interlude. So yeah, never mind. I like Open.
You like all poetry.
Yeah, I'm like a liar. Poetry. I just didn't like this one.
It was weird.
It was really weird.
It was just, it kept sounding like, Futurama.
Yeah, it was like he drank a kombucha for the first time.
I'll be real, I turned it off.
I'm going to write a song about planets.
Yeah.
Wasn't there a poetry talk down part on No Dope on Sundays?
I believe so.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the same girl as Food and Liquor?
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, that was really good, too.
I don't know. Maybe I just like poetry, but...
Let's just go to Sci-Hi now.
Yeah, we can just move on.
So Sci-Hi, this album
should
have been out 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, because he had a lot... Is he still on Good Music?
Mm-mm.
So this is an independent release.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was on Kanye's label.
Is it on Good?
I don't know, cause like
I thought he got off a good.
Oh, it's on Sony Music.
He suffered from the same thing.
Was he affiliated with Kanye at some point?
Yeah. He was on good for. He wrote for Kanye a lot.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's a good MC.
Yeah, he's great. He ran into like what Joe Budden ran into, or like this guy. They wouldn't let him go.
Yeah.
Because he's such a good rapper and writer, but they didn't know how to
market him. Yeah.
That's an interesting. That's sort of how I felt about this album.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was that, like, lyrically it's good, and I like him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't like a lot of the songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's not comfortable. It just feels really weird. Yeah. It
feels weird.
Yeah.
But his verses feel great, and they feel natural.
Yeah, I mean, he's still writing for Kanye.
Yeah.
Like, he was on he was supposed to be on, what was it? On, Part One, Father Stretch My Hands. He has a verse that you can just find on the internet.
Yeah.
And it's like really fucking dope. But
yeah, he's great. You hit it too. This album's too long.
Yeah.
It's long.
It's really fucking
all
long.
All of the songs are like 5-6 minutes long.
An hour.
And that's what he could have learned from Quali.
Yeah.
Because he's similar enough to Quali in the sense, not stylistically, but in that it's very rappity rap rap.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
And less is more with that type of artist, I think. Less is more with almost...
everything.
Any rapper. Yeah. Rap album. I mean, if you're going to give me an hour long rap album,
it needs to be something.
You better be ready to die.
Yeah. Yeah.
It better be long as fuck. But
yeah.
I thought the intro was actually one of the better.
Yeah, it was one of my favorite ones.
They say gangsters don't pray. I beg to differ.
Well, I love this intro.
Nah, I liked it too.
Yeah.
It had a lot of repetitive themes.
Yeah. It set up the album really well because like a lot of it is like what I've noticed a lot about this album. It once again reminds me of like Freddie Gibbs' Pinata, where it's like a lot of stuff about like, you know, selling drugs and
album is fucking so one good. One of the best.
It's so fucking good.
I mean, everything Madlib touches turns to
we'll have you on
gold,
for the debate.
Yeah.
Between Pinata versus Mad Villainy?
Yeah.
I can't. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm 100% Pinata.
Oh, God. I don't know, man.
You're a Mad Villainy?
I don't know. I love them both so
I love
much.
Them, too. But, like, Pinata, to me, is, like, more streamlined, more refined.
I think you might be right. And it hurts me to say that because Doom is great. The illest.
That
album is so good.
But it has
the Pinata is
three tracks too long.
I think what it comes down to is do you prefer Gibbs or Doom?
Gibbs.
I mean,
for me? Or I don't know. It's kind of hard.
The answer is pretty clear for me. I definitely prefer Doom.
Doom is a better rapper. I'll give you that.
But that Gibbs, I mean, but Pinata is just well,
Gibbs.
We'll do it.
Yeah, we'll do this another time. Yeah, here we go.
Definitely have me back for that.
That's a
conversation I can participate in.
Yeah. All I have to say is that Thuggin' music video.
It's so good.
Holy shit.
It's so good.
With the Scarface jacket,
so
he just like, shoots the dude. Yeah, my favorite part is the dude smoking crack at the end.
Yeah.
Have you heard him? He was on the Champs, Neil Brennan's podcast. And
smoking crack?
No. Freddie Gibbs. That would've been great.
We got this guy.
Yeah. But they're like, is that dude actually smoking crack? They're like, yeah, we just had a crackhead around the corner. And they're like, you want to smoke crack for this video? And he's like, all right.
Cool.
Yeah. I'm like, that's a cool
thing. We should get one for the podcast.
I know, right? But
I thought it was interesting. He said in that intro, he said he was bleak.
Like Memphis
Kanye.
Bleak. Yeah.
Like bleak was to Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Which I wouldn't draw that comparison if I was him.
Yeah, because they don't fuck with each other anymore.
I think they do.
Bleak
could never really rap. Is really what it came down to.
Uh-huh.
Like, Jay wrote his verse on Reasonable Doubt.
Yeah. Did you ever see the Beyonce Jay-Z interview on the Eric Andre show?
No.
God.
Have you seen that?
No.
Okay, so it was in season 1,
afraid.
I think. Season 1 or season 2. So they had Jay-Z be like a short Asian dude with like missing teeth, and then they have Beyonce be this like 6-foot-tall like redhead. And then, like, Hannibal, the first question he asks is, like, what happened to Memphis Bleak? And then this guy, he's, like, a straight fob. He's like, you already know what happened. Why are you asking me this question?
So weird.
Oh, yeah, it's great. It's great.
And then we get No Dope on
and
Sundays.
Push a T.
Which I really liked.
Yeah.
This track a lot.
I loved it. I loved Pusha T's verse.
I don't know if I did love Pusha
really?
T's verse.
Oh, okay.
It was an unusual Pusha T verse.
It was very unusual.
But
yeah.
That's what I was
trying. Always at the beginning or the end
of
the song. I don't
know
why. Every feature that he does.
He's beginning or
I
end.
I think he was rapping as his brother.
You think so?
Oh.
I think he was Malice.
Yeah. Oh. Okay.
No Malice, excuse me.
Okay.
that's what I think he was doing.
Well, because the thing that the reason why this reminded me a lot of Piñata was like he details that lifestyle, but he also talks about like the moral issues a lot. And this song, that's what Pusha T's whole verse is about. I guess
it was just, it's not that I didn't like it, it's just different from normal Pusha T. Okay. He always sounds so mean.
Yeah, he's
so good at sounding.
Are you a big
mean.
Pusha fan?
Yeah, I like Pusha a lot.
Pusha's
yeah.
great. But, and that, he's right. I mean, that's what I want from Pusha. Mm-hmm. I want the coke gun rap.
Yeah. And he's so good at it.
Yeah. Does anyone know when King Push is coming out?
No, because Kanye West is a fucking asshole. He's made him record it like three. Pusha said there's like three albums worth.
Yeah.
Jesus.
But Pusha, I thought this song was really cool though.
Yeah.
It's a very good song.
Yeah. No. Maybe
my favorite on the album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that beat too.
That sucks when your favorite song's like
track three
on a 1 hour and a half long album.
And then you just have to trudge through it. Get Your Money. I like the message of the song where it's like, if you're in the dope game, the only thing you can do is die, go to jail, or get your money and leave.
Yeah. I like the sample too.
Yeah.
It had the top billing.
Yeah.
I get money. Money I got.
Yeah.
That 50 Cent would use later on.
You mean earlier on?
Earlier on.
Yeah. Because that song came out like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I Get Money?
Top billing was
the original.
Yeah, like 1985.
Yeah.
Moving Around, sounded like a little Uzi Vert song.
Did not like.
Me, the beat is a strip club beat.
Yeah.
The thing that makes no sense to me.
Song about girls. That's all I was gonna say.
Oh, okay. The thing that doesn't make any sense to me, because like the song, like Sahai's verse is like, you know, girl twerking.
Yeah.
And Schoolboy's all about like raising money for his daughter.
No, Duh.
Yeah. He's like talking about like, I need money for my daughter. I go on tour all the time. I'm like, it's like this really emotional.
What's
verse.
Your daughter doing? Constantly talking about how much money you spend on your daughter.
She's
a fucking child. She's not gonna be able to keep those shoes.
She's growing, Q.
Yeah. Have you ever seen that? Have you ever seen his like Instagram story? Of his of like him like his daughter's soccer games and shit like that. Oh, it's great.
I didn't like Q's my favorite rapper like right now.
He's amazing. I understand why you feel that
and
way.
I don't understand why he changed his flow and his voice, because he seems like a rapper that when he would get to the studio, if this song was playing, he'd be like, no.
Yeah.
I'm not rapping over that.
Yeah.
But he did. Just
probably paid him a bunch of money.
Yeah.
I mean, but he also had songs like on Oxymoron, like What They Want. Although he is like, he sounds like he's going to murder someone.
Yeah.
Again, another rapper who is a master of sounding real mean. Sounds like a real meanie.
Okay, so I saw him at the Ogden where he almost jumped a dude.
Fuck.
Yeah, it was awesome, because this part wasn't awesome, but, like, someone threw a bottle at him.
What?
Yeah. So, like, in the middle of the song, he just dropped his mic, jumps in the crowd, and, like, just starts screaming at, like, who the fuck is this dude?
A hit was put out on him
yeah.
in Denver.
Yeah, so. At Red Rocks.
On Schoolboy Q?
Yeah.
Somebody pulled up and fired on him.
Yeah, I was at that show. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, him and Nas did Red Rocks.
Yeah.
And after the show, somebody, like, a car, like...
During Nas' set, it wasn't even after the show.
It had to be a hit, because, like, they knew... No, they never caught him. Like, you don't just pull into Red Rocks and then drive away.
That's not... Where do you... You can't...
Yeah,
where
yeah.
can you do that?
Well, he was shooting him with, like, an assault rifle, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so I was at that show.
Was it in the back?
I think so.
I don't know if you've ever been in the back there.
Yeah, I don't know exactly.
But you drive up to... Yeah. You drive up to, like, up behind the stage to, like, where the loading area is.
Yeah, I had no clue.
Red Rocks is not a good place for a drive-by shooting.
That's my thing.
Maybe the worst place in America for a drive-by shooting.
How do you... Because the main road, you gotta...
Yeah.
But, yeah, Q is...
Yeah.
He's my favorite, and I just don't understand why, if you're gonna bring Q in on a song, why this would be the song you would call him for.
I was very confused about it. It's not a good... I didn't enjoy the song.
Uh-huh. What did you guys think of the 2 Chainz track?
2 Chainz was cool.
He had a different flow. Yeah.
He
I like this
down.
One. Yeah. Because it feels just like Atlanta as fuck, which is really cool.
Because
Sai is from Atlanta, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Atlanta's in place New York.
Yeah, 100%.
The South. Yeah, I mean, it's the South and the West Coast.
Yeah.
Pretty much that have it.
Yeah, not really anything from fucking... the East Coast. I mean, but the East Coast, you have a lot of weird ass groups who are really cool. You have like Flatbush Zombies.
Yep,
they're
good.
Yeah. Fucking, I was listening to what was their second mixtape? Better Off Dead in the Gym.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the what is it? He has one song where it's like, I smoke good, I drink good, but I fuck better. I fuck better. Yeah, yeah,
that's a good song.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what it's called.
Are great.
They're really good. Murda had that old.
It was Damian Marley.
Yeah, that the Damian Marley.
Yeah,
Murda.
Yeah, I didn't know Estelle sounded Jamaican.
Oh yeah, I like that song. Yeah, I mean, I like reggae.
Yeah,
that song is cool. So. I don't tend to like songs though where they name it something and then try to like end each line
with the
word that's the name of that song.
What about that E-40 song?
Oh, Choices?
Okay.
Well, Choices. Nope. Yep.
Did you ever hear the Warriors version?
Nope.
Golden State first won the championship. He recorded one like all based on the Warriors. Yep. It was great. Nope.
No. And yep. then
ever been a sucker?
No.
E-40.
Yeah.
E-40. Jesus Christ.
That was actually a pretty good E-40.
He pulled up on Big and Smalls.
Oh, did he really? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, he pulled up on Big. He had motorcycles surround him because Biggie said he thought E-40 was whack. Biggie got to the Bay Area, a bunch of motorcycles surrounded him, walked up to the limo and handed him a phone. Biggie had to apologize to E-40.
Wow.
If he wanted to keep moving in the Bay. And they settled it. And I
that's
heard,
so funny.
Yeah. They say Biggie didn't just, like, bitch out either.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, it was.
Wow.
But.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I've never heard that story.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. The Murda song's cool.
Having to apologize to E-40. Yeah. That's hilarious.
That's when you know you made it.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't even that big.
That's what you hear on the phone. No.
Yeah.
Phone.
Yeah.
The last thing you hear before you die.
Fody.
Yeah.
But the Murda song sound, I think it sounded cooler than because of that sample.
Yeah, totally.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, the fact that they can.
Because can you say anything from the verses in that song?
No. Not at all. And then the next track, the Jagged Edge song.
Where to Party At?
I like that song.
Yeah, I liked it too.
I liked it.
I
thought Jagged Edge was good on it.
Yeah.
Jagged Edge.
Yeah.
I don't even remember the last time I heard Jagged Edge on a feature.
It's been 15 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, something crazy.
I haven't. They didn't fuck it up. They sounded like new. Like,
yeah.
Like they evolved.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It took too long to get into the rapping.
Yeah.
Than I would have liked, but
yeah.
it was cool.
Yeah. What was it? God Bless Your Heart. I like this one. I like the beat on this one a lot. If I remember, I'm going to play it for a little bit.
This is a song that Macklemore would try to make.
Oh, yeah, I really like this one.
He's talking about forgiving because he talks about, like, a girl that fucked his friend.
Yeah.
And he's like, but it was my fault for being led on. Like, he's rapping about, like, try to see it.
Yeah, the other way. Yeah.
So does that qualify as a girl song?
No.
To you?
No, because he's...
I don't understand, Jerry.
Yeah, I don't get this either.
The whole song isn't about a girl. That's just like one segment of the song.
Okay.
That's like two bars of the entire song.
Yeah.
So no.
Nope.
Girl songs are songs that they were disingenuous when they made it.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Okay. So what good girl song?
Wait.
Good girl song?
Yeah.
I told you, like, T.I.
Poetic Justice, Kendrick Lamar. What do you think of that one?
That's a good one.
Okay.
That is a good one.
The Drake verse wasn't needed.
Okay.
So here's the question.
What about Drake's old discography?
Yeah, I was going to say, does Drake
You like Take Care, right?
As I like an album? Drake.
Yeah, I like Drake,
but that's
too.
That's his style.
Yeah.
The whole album's about shit like that. That's what he does.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I know that going into it. When I buy Talib Kweli, I'm not like, yo, I can't wait to hear him talk to this girl.
He's Drake is Canada's premier sweater-themed rapper.
Yeah, so he sounds
like a sweater.
Okay, so you hate things.
He sounds like a sweater.
That's amazing. That's so funny. I love watching him on like The Tonight Show or like Jimmy Kimmel or whatever, because he's like a completely different person than he is when he raps.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like fucking amazing.
He knows how to rap.
Yeah, fucking great.
But you guys like God Bless Your Heart?
Yeah, I really like this one.
I liked it.
Yeah, that was probably one of my favorites. This next song, I fucking know. It was a hard skip for me.
That side?
The Kanye song?
I hated it a lot. See, the thing about Kanye, I feel like he heard Jumpman, and he's just been trying to make that song ever since.
What's Jumpman?
By Drake and Future. Jumpman.
I never heard it.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't know that one?
I don't know. No.
Yeah, because then...
I was judging it based on its own...
No. Because, like, he had that... In this song, it's like... It sounds... The hook, the that side. It's ripped straight from Drake and Future.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
What about the beat? I liked kind of the haunting beat that this had.
I mean, yeah. It feels like a Metro Boomin
Knock Okay, off. See, did the Drake beat, the Drake feature beat sound like that?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, that whole song sounded like if you listen to that song, yeah, it's like just like a little bit faster and more hi-hats and better. It's a better song than this one.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Would you agree that Kanye and Sci-Hi are both better
rappers?
Drake and Future?
Yeah, but once again, this isn't the... I just don't like it when they're doing their shit. Like, it's specifically lifted off of someone else's style.
That's how I feel about girl songs.
Okay.
I'm just not going to let this one go. It's not the fact that you have the opinion. It's that you bust it out at every opportunity.
Yeah. But you like that side, too.
I did like it.
I liked it. I liked it.
Well, then listen to What A Time To Be Alive. Because it sounds exactly like this.
I never heard the Drake. Any
Future
of,
project.
I never heard any of it.
It sounds exactly like this.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you because he had that song.
But it's not that it's a bad song in and of itself. It's just that it.
Yeah,
like,
I just
it's
don't.
Not original.
It's not original, off. And then like I can hear a better version of it.
Okay.
Yeah, because like, because he had that one song, Facts. You remember that?
Who?
Kanye.
Yes.
So he had that song. So Jumpman came out, and then Facts came out New Year's Eve of 2016. I think, and then like everyone's like, "What the fuck is like?" Drake literally had a writing credit on that song.
Oh, that song,
that cadence.
Right?
Yeah. And then on Pablo, he had the Charlie Heat version, which is like a little bit better, but not very good either.
Kanye's always done that though.
Yeah, but like he used to be a trendsetter. I don't like him following this shit.
But I mean, College Dropout had a lot of Talib-esque, stuff on it,
but at least Talib was older than him.
Mm-hmm.
Talib was like at least like
well, and know. I guess they were working together. Like when he did that part with Q.
That's a good song.
God, but what is he? I shouldn't go down that road.
Something about Chipotle.
Yeah, there's Chipotle.
The Black Hippie remix
is the
best. That's the one.
Is the good one.
Who does he talk about at the end? Schoolboy, his verse.
I don't know.
I forgot the guy's name.
But
yeah, part remix. Like
Schoolboy's is the last verse.
Holy shit! Yeah,
it's
that
good.
Yeah, where he's like, it was kind of fucked up where he's calling that girl a pussy for like only filming. I was like, whoa, holy shit!
That song is dope as fuck.
It's so good.
Yeah,
that's a good song to walk out to. We always talk about comedy, like what rap songs you would enter the stage to.
Only Shabba.
I'm
just kidding. I love that. I wish I could do that. I probably could.
Maybe
I will tonight.
Yeah, because improv, they just pick whatever song that they can.
Yeah, they'll like, I've been coming out to Fuck Donald Trump, that YG song.
Really?
That's such a good one.
You know what I always wondered about? Like, if that played on the radio because I have to bleep the F word, does it sound like they're just shouting out Donald Trump?
I don't think so.
Because, of course, we like, Donald Trump!
Well, you know how they had to admit a whole line on that song for the album version?
Yeah.
The whole, like, I hope El Chapo... I'm surprised El Chapo didn't try to snipe you.
Yeah.
So that's that whole line that's, like, completely bleeped out. You can hear it in the music video, but the CIA...
Do you come out to the Nipsey Hussle version or the G-Eazy Macklemore remix?
not that. I think we did it as a joke one time.
And
it was
stuck.
Fun, so I just kept doing it every time I would go there.
Still Breezy is good as fuck.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
The next song, Looking for Love,
fuck
you gentlemen know where I stand.
Fuck
I didn't like it either.
Is a Chance the Rapper song that sounds terrible?
You think it's a chance?
Yeah. I mean, the beat sounds like it, like gospel-y and shit. And then, like,
it does sound, yeah.
Yeah, and then, like, trash. Why have all that auto-tune?
Yeah. I'm against auto-tune.
Yeah. You already have like a cool app.
It ruins most songs that it's on.
And he already has a great voice too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he doesn't really need to do that
shit. It was formulaic.
Yeah.
And especially at this point in the album where the album was getting long.
Mm-hmm.
Where it was like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That could have been cut.
Yeah. That just didn't need to be there.
New Africa, I like this one.
Ethiopia gets a shout out.
Liked it a lot.
It was like if Marcus Garvey was a rapper. Yeah, let's go back. But yeah.
God,
yeah, really
that would
cool.
be a weird reality.
That hat. Yeah, I like how he shouted out Obama. He's like, yeah, his dad's from Kenya, so it makes sense.
So yeah.
Yeah, we Obama. Can go. Yeah.
I thought that was one of the best songs on the album. It was different.
Yeah.
It should have been probably, I think it should have been like track 4.
Yeah, you think so?
I think it should have come earlier to diversify.
I don't know. I thought it helped.
It would be at the end.
The monotony.
Yeah.
It helped bring it back after that Looking for Love song.
Yeah, definitely.
That's true.
I like how he says on this song, he's like, in his Africa, all the rappers will still have Pro Tools. He shouts out Akon for all the light, the for electricity.
Dude, Akon does a lot of fucking work.
Yeah, yeah, Akon's amazing.
Akon, but the for Ethiopia the electricity? Specific, yeah. We appreciate the Ethiopia shout-out
for this podcast. He shouts out every country.
He does.
He even shouts out countries that are not black at all, like Algeria.
South Africa and...
Algeria.
That's not a black country.
No, not at all. I wish I all. That's all French, Middle Eastern.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all North Africa.
Northern Africa.
Yeah.
And then South Africa is where the...
Yeah, yeah.
It's bloody.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a apartheid, shit like that. But
it's a lot of black people in South Africa.
Yeah, it's still the majority. But the next song, Free, I'm going to play this for a second.
I wrote something wrong.
Oh, this is the Olive Garden song.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is the one where he talks about, like, free, like, the Olive Garden breadsticks that you put in your fridge.
All the similes for freedom. Olive Garden breadsticks is maybe the weirdest one I can think of.
The song was fine, but I don't think it needed. Again, no. The album got long.
Yeah.
Not needed.
Mm-hmm.
Themes were repetitive.
Yeah.
So...
Mm-hmm.
And then
80s Baby. This is my favorite song on the album.
I love this song.
Yeah,
it's really good.
Great BJ feature.
Shout out to CJ Willard.
Yeah, yeah. He hates BJ, the Chicago kid.
Like hates him.
Yeah, yeah. Like he knows everything about
him. But knows more about him than anybody else.
Yeah, I don't know anything about BJ, the Chicago kid.
But yeah, 80s Baby is like my favorite song in the whole album.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. Because like I love the perspective of like rapping from like, you know, the child, like.
Yeah.
Like from the child, like. Pregnant mom, but like the child.
What's the line like? I'm 40 weeks, but you can't tell.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
yeah,
shit
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I love that beat too. It's just like so dark. This is where I thought the album should end.
Yeah,
I think this would be like a perfect closer.
But sure.
Speaking of closer, the next song.
You ready for what I wrote?
Yeah.
Good girl song.
Oh.
I felt like it was actually on his mind.
Yeah, yeah.
I felt like that's just the song he happened to write.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Whatever happened to him that day,
mm-hmm.
he's like, I'm gonna write about it. Versus, I have to write about.
Yeah, yeah, it's not like some label doing that. And then the thing I don't get is the Travis Scott song. Why close it off with this? To me, like, if you were to have a Travis Scott song, you put it after 2 Chainz.
Yeah, I didn't dislike the song necessarily. But
yeah.
To me, why did you have a Travis Scott song?
Oh, yeah, you hate Travis Scott.
Too. I don't hate him, I just don't get him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you heard Rodeo?
Yeah.
Okay, you didn't like that one?
I just didn't get it. I wasn't like, this sucks, but he's a very weird person to have feature, period.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. You didn't like Oh My This Side?
No.
Oh My.
I just don't know him. I mean, maybe I'll like him and Young Thug and whatever that wave is.
Yeah, yeah.
I just haven't caught on.
I fucking love Young Thug.
Man.
I think he's like Obsolete, like Lil Wayne's place.
I don't think so.
Oh yeah, I think so.
I think 100%. He's nowhere near as good as Wayne. We can't get into this.
Travis Scott's real first name is Jacques.
Oh, is it really?
Cool. Jacques Webster Jr.
That's amazing. Well, did you know his dad taught DJ Premier drums and bass?
Nope. You've successfully one-upped me in my knowledge of Travis Scott.
Yeah, yeah, his mom used to work at Apple and his dad was a musician.
His dad taught DJ Premier drums.
Yeah. They used to live like near each other.
That's funny because no matter how successful Travis Scott gets, he'll never be his dad's best pupil. His goddamn fucking DJ Premier.
Yeah, yeah.
The best.
Yeah, yeah, the best ever. Which that new song with ASAP Ferg is fucking incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really, really good.
This Sci-Hi album, it felt like because he finally got his album out, he didn't know what to cut.
Mm.
And he wanted to just say so much.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
That the album just came out really too long. Because he's... I mean, he's a great rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
He really is a great rapper.
Yeah,
better
yeah.
than most.
Yeah.
But
I'm just happy someone from good music, or someone who used to be in good music, because he's not in good music anymore. I think they dropped him last year.
I mean, GLC never came out.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just happy someone came out with something. Is Common still on good music? Because his album last year was really good.
I don't know. I know Cuddy's not.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing about Common, did you ever listen to that last year? Like it was Black America Again or something like that? Yeah, it was like there was like a whole song about like women ruling the world, and it was right before Hillary Clinton. It was right before the election.
Also the song he can't
use. You can't use it. Like use I tried it. Listening to
oh,
it.
You yeah. printed those Super Bowl t-shirts a little too early, didn't you,
Yeah,
Common?
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah.
It was 100% that.
But
yeah.
I mean, good.
World Series champions, Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, World Series. I mean, Pusha T was on Twisted Fantasy 7 years ago and has put out one fucking album.
Yeah.
He does a lot of features, though.
Yeah, I agree.
Kanye's up in Wyoming with him.
I don't think he's still in Wyoming. He's in L.A.
That's
now.
Where Kanye was, like, recording.
For
that's
a little bit.
So weird. What the Wyoming. Fuck, Kanye?
Yeah. Well, he did Twisted Fantasy in Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Where did he do 808s?
I have no idea.
I don't know either. But yeah, Twisted Fantasy, that's like my favorite recording story because they had to make him dress like they were in Reservoir Dogs in the studio at all times. And they were recorded from 4 p.m. to 4 a.m. every single night.
Yeah. Just sounds... whatever.
word. Yeah. Obviously, what album do you like better?
I'd say Sci-High.
Sci-High?
Yeah. Do we want to do like three favorite tracks of each one? Or...
we'll do three favorite on Sci-High.
Okay, cool.
I think the quality... out of 10, what would you give each album?
Out of 10? Are we going to start doing ratings?
Five mics. Let's do five.
Five mics?
Five mics.
I give 3.5 for... I give three.
Three to Quali.
And 3.5 for...
that's what I would
say.
I think I agree.
Mm-hmm.
For the Sci-High album, I like the first joint.
Mm-hmm.
I like New Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And I like... the fuck's that song?
80s Baby?
Mm-hmm.
That one?
No.
Dat Set?
No, it would be the 2 Chainz song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
If you want to go.
I liked No Dope on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
I liked...
oh, No Dope on Sundays instead of 2 Chainz.
Yeah, I liked New Africa, and I liked the Kanye song. I liked Dad's mm-hmm. Side.
Yeah. For me, I would say No Dope on Sundays, God Bless Your Heart, and then 80s Baby.
Word.
Yeah, those are probably my three favorites.
Mm-hmm.
In reverse order.
In reverse order.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah. This is a very rapidy rap.
Podcast.
These two guys.
It's not like when we did Lil Uzi Vert and XXX Tentacion.
My God.
That was the worst episode we've ever done.
That was
Lil Uzi Vert. I don't know how to feel about those guys.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Like, I tried to find redeeming something.
Sometimes I'll hear one of his songs and I'm like, this is okay.
Yeah.
Like, I hate this.
The big single, the XO Tour Life, I like that song.
Like, I sort of like the just sort of general sound that he falls into sometimes. I kind of get it, and then other times I'm like, what is this?
I don't know what he's doing. Like, and I hate shitting on him because he's young, he's making money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to, like,
piss
all over it. I just don't get the, I just got a bitch.
Yeah, the problem is, like, all these dudes are on Xanax now. Have you ever hung out with a guy on, like, a lot of Xanax?
Yes, I have.
Terrible.
Yeah, they can't
not
fucking...
good.
Yeah.
They're all gonna die, though, is the thing.
Like, quickly.
They're all gonna be dead very soon.
Yeah, I had a friend of a friend. He was, like, he wasn't even on Xanax at the time, but he takes it all the time.
Xanax and lean, like, they're gonna die today.
That rapper died... Two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Lil Peep.
From fucking too much Xanax.
Man, I've never seen a person who just died get so much hate.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, so
did
much.
Did get a lot of hate? Yes. What I saw.
Back and forth,
a lot of people lot were of like, fuck, fun. Like, fuck it. Like,
really?
He deserved it.
Junkie, I heard. Yeah.
Ah, that's fucked up.
Yeah,
I don't agree with that. I heard a lot of, like, people
there was a lot of
like, I didn't get his music.
His music was bad, though.
Yeah, his music was
bad. I mean,
bad.
No disrespect to a dead person, but like...
yeah.
Did you hear
if you're gonna, talking? I just don't like... if you're going to make music that's about fucking taking Xanax all the time, and then you like...
I have a problem with that. With the
it's fucked up.
Which is where...
people are going to die. It's a bad... that's not a good trend. Yeah.
That's why I shit on Future all the time.
Yeah.
Now, the flip side is, I'm a big Eminem fan, and he was the first one to really make talking about pills.
Yeah.
He did drug ballad.
But he wasn't just, like, talking about how great pills are all the time.
Yeah. Right. He showed another... that's why I like Danny Brown.
I love Danny Brown.
Because Danny Brown, his albums... XXX, that album is so fucking good.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, the first half is The Party, and then the second half is just straight Hangover.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't love Atrocity Exhibition.
Oh, really? I love that one. It was really weird, though.
It was a little too weird for me.
Yeah.
There were some great songs on it.
But. Comedians love Danny Brown.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I just love Danny Brown because he's from Detroit.
Are you from Detroit?
I'm from Michigan.
Oh, okay.
Really?
I'm
from Detroit. I love Detroit rap.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of my favorite.
Yeah, it's good.
I listen to...
if you ever listen to, like, his old shit before he really found his, like, Danny Brown cadence, it's interesting.
Like, the hybrid and shit like that?
Yeah, Hot Soup.
Yeah. Yeah, those are pretty good. But what did you ever listen to the Black Milk Project? Or is Danny Brown in Black Milk?
Black Milk is so good.
Yeah, that one is so underrated. It's only like
good.
9 songs.
Black Milk is... What happened to him?
I don't know.
Because he's... I mean, all his shit's good. But anyway, we'll
Yeah, close us out.
Close it out. Yeah. Thank you for doing it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll have you back for the Matt villain throwdown.
Absolutely. 100% down for that. No, that's an interesting
interesting perspective. But yeah, yeah.
I would love to do both of those albums.
Yeah, you don't have to take
those are two of the best rap albums.
Yeah.
What's weird, too, is they're actually over a decade apart.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Which makes it very interesting.
Yeah.
It makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think also... I think why I might like Freddie Gibbs more is because, like, I knew going into Mad Villain, because I was, like, seven when that came out. So, like, I already knew by the time I actually heard it, like, in college, I knew this was a classic.
Right.
You know, whereas, like, when Freddie Gibbs came out, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I didn't really get it. And then, like, as soon as I heard it,
when Doom came out, we got it.
Yeah, like,
I got it. I told you that rapper who's dead now, Idea. I listened to it with Idea in Fort Collins.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dope.
Yeah.
But... Mm. Yeah, we're gonna be back.
It's a tough question. It's a tough question.